We are on Daf Nun Zayin Omed Aleph. Just to refresh our memory, we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when the Tzipeirim Metzoire become Nasar. Rabbi Yochanan held that Mishas Shchite, and Reish Lakish held Mishas Lekiche. And we also had a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds Mishas Shchite, how many become Nesar? If both Tzipeirim become Osar, or only the Shchute? Rashi learns, according to Rabbi Yochanan, only the Shchute becomes Nesar, and the Meshulachas never becomes Nesar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, only the Shchita Asars. And Tosfos holds that it says Tzipeirei Metzoire Aloshin Rabim. So Tosfos learns that both Tzipeirim become Nesar, but they become Nesar b'shas the Shchit of one, the other Tzipeir also becomes Nesar, and it becomes Mutter Ayidei HaShiluach. Now, just one more thing to remember. We had Rabbi Yochanan had brought a drasha that it says Kol Tzipor Tahira Teichelu LaRabbis as a Meshulachas, that there is a ribuy of kol to be marbe the Meshulachas. Meshulachas is Teichelu, Muta Bachila. Then it says, V'zeh asher loitoich lo mehem, the asher is also a loshen ribuy, that's marbe, that l'rabbe says ha-shchute, that the shchute is also. So, we have a ribuy, that the shchute is also. We mentioned the last time that the Teisa Rosh says, from the mehem, we learn out a loshen rabim, this is according to Teisa's, that both Tzipeirim are also b'shas shchit. So Rabbi Yochanan had asked Akasha to Reish Lakish, according to you, that it's Nesar m'shas lekiche, so what is pshat? It's already also before shchit, m'shas lekiche. So Reish Lakish had answered that it's also Nesar Mishas Lekiche. But I would think that just like Kochim are Nesar Mechayim and the Shchit is Matar, so I would think that it should remain, become Mutar Al Yedei HaShchit. So we have a special positive that tells us the Shchit is not Matar. That is how Reish Lakish says Pshat in this Paraisa. Now, we are in the middle of the sugya, Eisvei. This is around 15 lines from the bottom. Eisvei. So here, Rabbi Yochanan is asking a kasha on Reish Lakish. We had learned a baraisa, shochto shaloi be'ezoiv. A person shechted the tziper hashchute without an ezoiv, v'shloi be'etz erez, v'shloi b'shnit elos. Now, the Taharis HaMetzoire is dependent on, besides the Tzipeirim, you need an Ezoiv, an Eitzeres, and a Shnit Elas. Now, a person shechted one of the Tzipeirim, the Shchute, Shalai Be'ezoiv, Shalai Be'Eitzeres, Shalai Be'Shnit Elas. Now, therefore, since there was these Ikriistika components of Taharas HaMetzoire were not around Bishas the Shchita of the Tzipeir, so the Tahare of the Metzoire cannot come about. So this is a Shchita that cannot accomplish Tahare. So now we're clearing a Shaila, but will this Shchita create Issa? Like this we said that the Shchuta is Osar Bahano. So a shchita that cannot accomplish tare, does it accomplish isa? Does the shchut al kapana become asa bahano? Or do I say that a shchita that can accomplish, that's kemitzvosa, that can accomplish tare, this shchita asos the tzipur bahano also. But a shchita that cannot accomplish tare does not create an isarano. That is a machlokes tanoim. Shachter shaloi beizayim, shaloi beitzeres, v'shaloi bishnit teilas. Rab Yaakov Omer, hoil bo huktzel mitzvosa asura. That means he was, since it was nishchito, l'shem tzipeire mitzayre, even though it cannot accomplish the tahara of tzipeire mitzayre, but al koponim, the iser of tzipeir, of the shchute, remains on this tzipeir. That's Shitas Rab Yaakov. Rab Shimon Omer, hoil v'nishchato shaloi kemitzvosa muteres. Rab Shimon says, the iser of tzipeir and mitzoire is dependent if it's a shchite kemitzvosa. If it's a shchita that was done properly and can create a tahare for the mitzayre, that shchita asas the tzipur. But since this shchita is shalike mitzvah, so it's muteres. So we have here a machlokes tanoim, if a shchita is shalike mitzvah, so will asa the tzipur. So Rabbi Yochanan asks as follows, Ad kan loy pligi, ala mal sova shchita shein ruya shmo shchita, Rabbi Yaakov holds, even though it's not ru'uya to create tahare, but it has a teire shchita to asa de tzipur. O ma'asav a shchita sheina ru'ya, lo yishma a shchita. Rabbi Shimon holds, a shchita sheina ru'ya, it's a shchita that cannot accomplish tahare, is lo yishma a shchita. But, the kula alma miya michayim lo mitzvah, but according to you, Reish Lakish, you say as soon as there was a lakicha, the lakicha asas these two tzipayrim. So what's the pilpul if the shchita asas? That's also ready from before mishas lakicha. So what's pshat in this machlekes? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says Rabbi Yaakov sava shchita sheina ruuya lemitzvosa shmo shchita lo yisra, even though it's not the roi lemitzvosa to accomplish the tar of the mitzayre, but it asos the tzipa. That's what Rabbi Yaakov holds. Shema shchita lo yisra. So, b'kaponim we see miya michayim lo mitzra. So Rashi says the itzare if they became also b'shas lekicha b'may poka yisure. So how did the isra go off? So al kochach it's nesar b'shas shchita. So, Reish Lakish answers Tanoi. So, Machloik is Tanoi. The Tonet Ve Rabbi Shmuel. Nema Marsher Umechapa Befnim. We hear already, the Sugi started with this Tonet Ve Rabbi Shmuel. It's Nema Marsher Umechapa Befnim. It's the Befnim, that means in the Beis HaMikdosh, there's a Marsher, which is Nasham Mitzayre, which is machshir the mitzayre, is a mechusah kippurim, and this osham helps to be metayer the mitzayre, and that becomes mutar bekodshim. U'mechapa befnim, and then there's other kabbonis, other ashamis, which are nikrav befnim. So we have here a korban osham, which the main purpose of the osham is lahachshir as a mitzayre. We have other kalbonis, which their purpose is to be mechapa. And the osham mitzayre has the same halachas like the other kalbonis, which ikram is lechapa. V'nemar machshir u'mechapa b'chutz. Now we also have b'chutz, not in the Beis HaMikdash, we have a machshir, that's the tzipeire mitzayre. We have a mechape eglarufe, that it says, kaper alamcha Yisrael. We have learned before that eglarufe is also kekotchim. It says mechape, it's also kekotchim.
So ma machshe umechaper ha'omar befnim also by machshe kemechaper.
So just like the machshe umechaper, which are befnim in the Beis Hamikdash, so the machshe has the same halachas like the mechaper. Just like the mechaper is a korban is also bano, so the machshe is also also bano. This osham mitzayre is not different than any other korban.
So the machshe has the same halachas like the mechaper. The machshir shebifnim has the same halachas like the mechaper shebifnim.
Is the same thing. Af machshir mechaper omer bechutz, also by machshir ki mechaper.
So here also, the machshir is didn't like the mechaper. That means, bechutz we have a mechaper egla rufe. Bechutz we have a machshir tzipoire mitzoire.
So we say that the machshir Bachutz is similar to the Mechapa Bachutz.
Just like in Bifnim, the Machshe Bifnim is similar to the Mechapa Bifnim, who are in Bachutz.
So Memeles, let us see what Rashi says.
So Rashi says, Tanoihi.
So Reish Lakish said, you're 100% right. You brought me a Baraisa that we see clear these two Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon holds that the Shechita Asels, the Tzipa, and that therefore the machlokes is a shchita shein ruya shma shchita loy shma shchita. That's true.
So hani tanoi Rashi says viruluk the kaamrit.
These tanoim Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Shimon hold the way you said Rabbi Yochanan.
The loy mitzere that it's not also mechaim. It's only also b'shach shchita, and therefore they have a machlokes. The shchita shein ruya has a ter shchita tas.
The 100% right, and Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Shimon 100% right.
Aber vetane, the loy mitzvah, taros mishas lekich.
Vetane, the way Rabbi Yishmael, the yalef, machsher mi mechapa.
Aber ton ve Yishmael is different tanoim. They learn out the iser of tzipoiri mitzvah, they learn out machsher from mechapa. They learn out from egla rufe.
It's feel like the mitzvah mechaim ki mechapa.
You learn out from egla rufe. Egla rufe is nesar mechaim.
And how do we know that Egla Ruf is Nesa Michaim?
So we had before, the Gemara said, Ve'egla Arufa Gufa Me'emosai.
We asked, when does Egla Arufa become Nesa?
So Rabbi Yanai said, I heard there was man, he forgot when,
and the Chaverim told him, Yiridosa L'nachal Eisen Hi Eschosa.
That the Egla Rufa, when it's brought down to the Nachal Eisan, that's when the Egla becomes also.
So we see the Mechapa Bachutz is Nesa Michaim,
so the Machshe Bachutz is also Nesa Michaim.
So to simplify matters, we could say that Be'emesin, there are two Mahalchim in Tanoim, how to learn out the Issa of the Tzipoirim. Could be the first Tanoim learned out, we mentioned before, Baraisa, V'zeh Asheloi Toich Lomem L'Rabi Ses HaShchute.
So they learned out that there's an Isser on the Shchute.
So they said, now the Shaila is, does it get a Teir Shchute?
That's a Shchite Ruya, or for the Shchite Shein Ruya.
That's how these Tanoim learn.
But there's a Tone Dvei Rebbe Shmuel that does not learn out the is from Zesha le Toich Lomem L'Rabbi Sesha Shchute.
He learns out the Issa, we learn out Machshe from Mechapa.
And if you learn out Machshe from Mechapa, so Memele, so the Mechapa, the Egla Ruf is Nesa Michaim,
so the Machshe is also Nesa Michaim.
So Ishloki said, the Machloikis Tanoim, and Stami he paskin like Tanad Ve Rabbi Shmuel.
That is the Sugya. Let us see the bottom Taisvis. Tanoihi nema machshir af machshir amu b'chutz also boi machshir ke mechapa. Perish pekunteres machshir haini tzipoirim mitzoire o mechapa egla rufa.
Now, before we mention Taisvis kashe, there's a Gemara in Krisus, and let us mention the Gemara in Krisus and then we'll understand the problem that faced the Balei Taisvis. The Gemara in Krisus brings a machloikis Rove and Rav Hamnune when an Egla Arufa becomes Nesa. Rava says that an egla rufa becomes nesar b'shas harife. That's what Rava says. And it seems that he has a barais, a tana that holds like that. Harife asas egla rufa, not before. Rav Hamnune says, no, it's nesar michayim. And on Rav Hamnune, the Gemara brings down Rav Yanai, that was what we hear in our Gemara. Rav Yanai said that gvul, he heard that this asman gvul shamati bo v'shachachti. I heard that it's nesa michayim, I don't know when, and they said it's nesa mishehirido. So we have here Rav Hamnune and Rav Yanai, which is one sheet that it's nesa michayim, and Rava that holds it's nesa la'achamis. Fine. Now Rava brought a tana that says it's nesa la'acharifa. That's what Rava said. So the Gemara says, what does Rav Hamnune do? So the Gemara says, no, Rav Hamnune says it's a machlokes tanoim. Where's the tana that holds that it's nesa michayim? Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel. Tana Rabbi Shmuel said that we learn out machsher kemachaper. So we see a tana that holds that aglarufa is nesa michayim. Now, we have a big problem over here. From the Gemara in Krisis, it would seem that the Makor, that Agla Rufa, is Nesa Michayim, because you learn out Machshem in Mechapa. So somehow it seems to be saying you learn out Mechapa from Machshem. That's what it really seems to be saying. That it means that from this time you see that the Mechapa is Nesa Michayim, because you learn out Machshem in Mechapa. That's what it seems in that Gemara. So this is a tane, not like Rav's tane. Rav had a tane, it's nesa mishas harife. This tane holds it's nesa michaim. It seems because you learn out mechape mimarsha. And our Gemara says, Reish Lakish is a tane that says that you learn out that sipoirim mitzoyres nesa michaim because you learn out marsha mimachape. So we have two Gemaras which are very unclear. Our Gemara seems to assume that the Mechaper is also Michayim, and therefore I learn that Machshem in Mechaper. That means that's the whole Mekor, that the Machshem, that the Peirim Mitzayr are also Michayim, because I learn out from, according to the Yishma, I learn that Machshem in Mechaper. And the Gemara in Krisis says that the Mekor of Rav Hamnune and Rav Yanai, that the mechaper is also mechaim, because you learn out machshem in mechaper, so it seems you learn out mechaper in machshem. So, where do we start from? It seems each one learns out from the other, but I don't know one without the other. Teime, ta'ochem mashme, the yafin in tzipoirim da surim ba'no, mechaim me'egla rufe. Be'krisis mashme, the yafin in egla rufe mit tzipoirim. So, what do I know? What don't I know? So how do I learn out one from the other? V'yeshleima, the mikor etzorech lameilef tzipeirim me'eglaruf. So Taisu says, first we learn out tzipeirim me'eglaruf. De ma egla arufe asure lechol apocheis mishas arife. Av tzipa de mishulachas asur lechol apochas isa de shayich bo vayno al kochach michayim koidim shenishtalcho. Now Taisus says as follows. Taisus elaborates a little better in Masechtas Krisis. Taisus says there are two tzipporim. And let's not talk about the shchuta. Let's talk about the mishulachas. And shitas Taisus is that according to Reish Lakish and Zicha like that, that the both of them are osa, so I learn out, does the mishalachas become osa? So I learn out the mishalachas becomes osa, because I learn out machshir mi mechapa. The mishalachas is a machshir, it's machshir, the mitzayre, to become mutter, lover, teicha machne, it's machshir the mitzayre, and so I learn out machshir mi mechapa, just like egla arufe is nesa, al kaponim mishas harife, but that, I mean, so hu adin, the mishalachas is also nesa. Now, the minute I learn out that the Mishulachas, which is a Machshir, becomes Nesa. So now I found out one Yediyah, that the Mishulachas is Nesa Michayim, because the Mishulachas you don't check. So I'm learning out the Mishulachas is a Machshir, and it's similar to Egla Rufa. So whenever Egla Rufa is Nesa, that is debatable. Mishas Arif is Zicha Nesa. But I'm saying the Mishulachas is also Nesa, because you learn that Machshir Mimachapa. So Memele, so the Mishulachas is also Nesa, and the Mishulachas Al-Kochach is Nesa Michayim, because you don't check the Mishulachas. V'kiven, the Ashkechon, Issa Mechayim b'Mishulachas. So now I know that the Mishulachas is Nesa Michayim. In Kain, Shape Yalef Hosom Egla Arufo de Neseres Michayim Mitzipara Mishulachas. So the Gemara in Krisus, that Rav Amnune Rav Yanai said, that according to Tone Dvei Rav Yishmoyl, the Eglos Nesa Michayim, that is step number two. That means, after I know that the Mishulachas is Nesa Michayim, because you learn out Machshir Mimachapa, so now I'll learn out Mechaper Mimachshir, that Aglaruf is Nesa Michayim, Dum Yidem Mishulachas. Mishulachas is Nesa Michayim, so who had in Aglaruf is also Nesa Michayim. So now I know two things. Aglaruf is Nesa Michayim, and the Mishulachas is Nesa Michayim. The step number three, v'acha kach yafin en tzipar ha-shchuto t'nes raf mechayim d'ayni mishas l'kiche me'egla rufe. Now that I know that egla rufe is nesa mechayim, this is a whole chagadji here, that egla rufe is nesa mechayim, learned from the Mishulachas. So now I learn that the shchuto from egla rufe. So me'meil, that's also, so now this is Tone Dvei Rabbi Yishmoyl, and you learn out Machshir from Mechaper, Mechaper from Machshir, and through this we'll be able to derive that Tzai the Shchute and Tzai the Mishulachas are Nesa, and Tzai the Egla Rufe are all Nesa Michayim. So this is the Tane that is Cholek and Rab Yaakov and Rab Shimon. That's what Rish Lakish said. Period. Gufe. Now we're going to go back to the Baraisa. The Baraisa had brought down two limudim that to tell us that the Mishulachas is mutter. That we learn out from a ribui kol tzipa tahira techelu, and we learn out amirt v'ze asher loy techelu. So the loy the asher is marbe. That the shchute is also, and the ribui of koil is marbe that the mishulachas is but. I have a two tzipayrim, and I learn how one is mutter and one remains also. Gufa kol tzipatayr techelu, the rabbi says a mishulachas. וזה שלוי תחילו מהם לרבי סס השחות. פרק תגמור ואיפוך הנו. You have here two פסוקים, and each פסוק is talking about a different bird, and it would seem randomly, you said, well, the שלחס מותר, the שחותה is also, maybe let's say פקר, the שחותה is מותר, the שלחס is also, how do you know? How did you know to pick this ribui leheta for the mishalachas and the ribui avisa for the shchuta? Let's say fakel. Omar Rab Yochanan mishum Rab Shimon ben Yochai. Asvare loimotzino balei chayim sha'asurim. And Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says. Ve'eipachano v'zeh she'loi toichlo l'rabi says ha'mishalachas. Maybe the pasuk that tells me Issa wants to tell me the mishalachas is also leimotzinu balechayim she'asurim Issa oilam. I don't find that balechayim are also Issa oilam. That means stamazei a balchay that was born mutar, and is she become, I don't find that it's nesa loimam. So memele, and here it says v'zeh shalei teichlos, and some of this is going on the shchute, that the shchute is nesa. But about chai should be nesa loilam, we don't find that. So mistame, so therefore I will not say that the mishulachas is also loilam to make this like a psayetim in a klal. I do not find about chai that's nesa loilam. Maskif lo Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok beloi. So Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok asks beloi, you're telling me it's a statement. I don't find balechaim which are nesa loilam. I'll rattle off three to you. Verei mukze v'nevat. Mukze means that a person was makze. He was miyached a behema for takrubes abedizare. It's alive and he was miyached it. This behema, it's miyached it. This is hukze to be used as a korban for abedizare. So it's also the gavoya already. It's finished. You can't, it's v'nevad. Also, some person decided to worship his behemoth. So it's nevad. It's not an avodah zarah. He wasn't created. I took a behemoth and I said, I'm worshiping you in avodah zarah. It's my behemoth, fine. But it's nevad. It's also the gavoya. So we see that certain actions that a person does. Kenasar abalchai. It's a balchai. It's a lebedike behema. And certain actions that were done create isurim on it. So could be udin. The mishalachas is, I'm yachad this for, this is sikoyre mitzoyre. This will be the mishalachas. So, this asks the balchai. How can you say such a blank statement? Leimotzinu balechaim shenasurim. Mukze. Let us see what Rashi says. Mukze behemi shehukze letakrubes abedizor. He was miyachedit. I'm going to use this for a korban. Not speaking about it, but there's no hegdish by abedizor. He was miyachedit. There should be a korban for abedizor. Asura legavoya. So it's also for you. It's possible a korban. Kedo omar betmure mina behemi lohoitzi es aroiva. This asels aroiva, a behema that aroiva v'nirba, min aborka lohoitzi as a nevad, min a tzoin lohoitzi as a mukte, nevad shi ishtach velo. So the Gemara answers, no, Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Ki asiri legavoye, lehedyet mishra shori. So the Gemara answers that all these Yisurim, these are also legavoya, balahedyet mishra shori. And here it says, v'zeh asher loy toichlu, we're talking about the asa for hedyet. So she said, she go on the mishalachas. That's Amistava, we don't find such a concept that a balchai should be nesa. Maskif lo Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, wait, you tell me you don't find a Baal Chai. Harei roiva v'nirba be'edim. Roiva v'nirba. The Baal Chaim ninu. It's a Baal Chai. V'asiri. And it's also, we had a roiva, and really who had the Nachsmer, others mentioned a Sheh Hanisko. It's also the same thing. It's a Baal Chai. And we had that it's also, it's also shochte kaidim shenigmar shochte lachesh nigmadin. It's also, so you have a balchai, not a shchit. It's also, it's also machil also, but no. So you have a balchai that's also ready. It became nesa from the actions what it had done. It was a sheranisko, it was a reiva, a nirba. So this is the same shalachas. So yeah. Elo amar Rabbi Yochanan mishmav shimon yechoy lemetzino roi balechaim shesurim. That's right. There are certain cases that we find Balei Chaim that are Nesa. Vichayim. You're right. Sheranisko, Roi, Vanirba. But these are only minute cases. Mostly in the Torah we never find such a thing. So Memele, if we have here two psukim, and one posik, and one is matter, and one asas, and we have a choice to decide which one is also the shchut is also, or the mishalachas is also, we assume that mistama the shchut is also, because most balei chayim are not nesa. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, oiva v'nirba be'edem. The bnei skila nino, the zachiv skila, tachsiv orakta se'ishe besa beheime. That's by roiva. V'nirba dechsiv v'esa beheime taharoigu. V'yafino le'el, mishen nigmar dinoi nesa. After the gmar din, it's already osa. V'afilo shochtai. So it's also very bano. Allah in lachet ba'edim dein in niskal ba'ed echot. You need a biru of two edim to create these halachas on a share on niskal. The mamal ki misses abaylam kach misses asher. That just like you need two edim to be mevarer that someone is chayiv misa, who are then you need two edim to be mevarer that a behemah is chayiv skila. And memelo all these other dinim that it's neser. Lacha gemar din mechaim, all these dinim you need to eat. That's what Gemara mentioned eidim. Fine. The vei Rabbi Yishmoel tone, and that's one oifen how to figure out that the mishalachas is mutter. Vei Rabbi Yishmoel tone, the omar kro, Vishilach al pnei hasode. It says by the mishalachas, you vishilach as a tzipah hachayo al pnei hasode. So it says we darshan kisode. The mishalachas is equivalent to asode. Asode muteres, afainami muteres. Asode is a place that normally food grows in asode, which is one derives benefit from it. So we're makish the mishalachas to asode. Frech de gemara and shuldik. Hai soda lohochi yudah. So the soda is coming to tell us this drash that we compare the mishalachas to asode. Ahumi boi lelech tesanye. Sode shlo yamoid biyafoi bizrikanu liyam. No, this is a tnai that you have to send from the ear out to a sode. If you're standing in Yafoi, so Yafoi is next to a yam. So you can't send it from Yaf to take the tziper and send it out to the yam. It says apnei asode. Begeves, Bizrikano le Midbar. It seems Geves was bordered a Midbar. So if you send it out of Geves, you're sending it into a Midbar. Vishalayamoid chutzleir, Bizrikano besoicheir. Or you should not stand outside of the ear and send it into the ear. Elo ko shaimid beir, Bizrikano chutz lachaim. Aces mitzvah shiluach is you're sending it to a sode. So it means, it seems that it's now not in a sode. So now it's in the ear and you're sending it to a sode. So this sode is coming to tell me how mitzvah shiluach is niskayim. You can't send it to a midboy, you can't send it to a yam, you can't send it into ear. It's telling us. So all of a sudden you say, oh, the sode is coming to tell us, just like a sode is mutadas. So the tzipel is mutadas. I mean, the sode is coming for it's coming to tell us how mitzvahs shiluach mitzoyre is niskayim. V'idach, im kei nichtev kro sode. Ubay ha sode shma minotarte. There's an extra hay, so the hay is coming to be makish the tzipa to the sod. So this is a new limud that's coming to tell us that mishalachas is mutar dumi the sod. Rava Oma, Rava said a svore, le omra teure shalach litakol. Rava said, if the mishalachas remains also, if the Mishalachas remains also, so he says, so let's look what you're doing. You're sending out a bird, and this bird is flying without any identifications that this is a Mishalachas Metzayre. Then someone goes and chaps this bird and he eats it. Achmon and Itzlon. And he's eating a davar that's also ba'achila. Also ba'anoa. So how could the Torah create a situation which would be a takola? So mistame, the mishalachas is muta. You have a bird flying around which is oimit to be eaten, and for mistame will be eaten, and then you created a situation that it's a takola for people. So therefore it's mistame to say that the mishalachas is muta. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi. Yafoi chaymos ala yom, it borders the yam. Begeves chaymos ala midba. Parachmon omar sode. So the purpose of this word sode is to come and tell us that the oifen hashiluach shoimed besoicheir vizekenu chut lachoimah. Now, let's first say the Rashi, and then we'll come back a little bit to what Rashi said. V'dechsiv, since it says, V'shilach ha-satzipa ha-chaye el michutz le'yeh. It says, you send the tzipa michutz le'yeh, mechlal. It says such a posik, you send him michutz le'yeh, mechlal do'imet be'ir, u'mishalcha el-chutz. He's standing in the city, and he's sending it out of the city. The ba'im et chutz leir, my v'shilach al mechutz leirika, mikor kaim shluach nami hosom kaimen. Now, I just want to mention one problem. There's no such posik. That's a little problematic. Rashi brought a posik, Rashi brought a shilach as a tzipa achaya el mechutz leir. So then, the way Rashi brought this posik, so we see everything black and white, that he's standing in the ear, and he has to send the chutz leir. The pasuk says v'shilach asatipa chaya al penei asode. This whole thing that Rashi says does not seem in the pasuk, but it would seem Rashi means to say so v'shilach al penei asode. It seems it's now not in asode. So al kochach, where is it? So it seems that that's the mashmoi. So it's in a ear now, and you're sending it to asode. That's l'chayre what Rashi means. Zog Toysvis. Arei roi vava nirba beidim, da bar lechaim, nini ba asiri. Lahoch inok at eidim, di alpi eidech, od alpi bailam, einam asurim lahedjit. It is no, it's not necessary lahedjit. Veim teiva, leperish Rabbeinu Tam, is Rabbeinu Tam in Sanhedrin, that says, Amar v'kachidish. The Mephorish, the Sher Hanisko Shori Bahano, calls man Shuhu Chai. The Benetam says, the Sher Hanisko calls man it's alive, it's Mutabano. Elo Adachas Kile, when it's Nisko becomes Osabano, or if you Shecht it, it also becomes Osabano. But till then, it's Mutabano. Now, let us appreciate what Rabbi Netam said. We understood, and that's Rashi also understood, Rashi understood that what the Pasuk says, that we learn out, because it's also bano, so therefore we're not allowed to eat the bosa. Rabbi Netam says, no, Kozman it's alive, it's mutabano, and the Isurim Achal, either through the skila or through the shrita, but cause man's life it's mutabano. So you have asher haniska la'acha shenigmar dinoi, you have no problem whatsoever, it's mutabano. So our gemara is enough in the stira to the Rabbeinu Tam. Our gemara being zaraya, reive v'nirva and sher haniska of the same aloha. That the reive v'nirva, abal chai is nesar michaim. And shodikur, the Rabbeinu Tam is mutamichaim. Let us see. Let this was cash. Im Taimel a Perish a Benetam de Maforish to Sher Hanisko Shori Bano. Kol zman shehu chai, elo ad achas gilo or achas shchita. Chena mikom abaroi vivenirba. Im ken koshim ahocha, agamo zan ofen estirat in rabbeinu tam. Demai kom de balachai mesiri, demash mesurim bano af michai, ulofi shitos eliniska kana no klal, michai. Elohi parushe. Leimatzinu balachayim da asiri kloimer, שאיזר הקוסוב שלוי לשויכתוי כדי לחל הבוסו. That means there's no iser now on the ציפר החי that is a din, you're not allowed to shecht and you won't be able to eat it. ובורך הרי רבני ודבר לחי מיני ולא איזר הקוסוב אלו לשויכתוי כדי לחל הבוסו. So the more said, no, there's such an iser by רבי ונירבה. אבל בהוניס מהם כל זמן שהם חיים בעדי מותה. That's according to the רבינו תם. Kol sha'oimet chutz teichayir v'izrkeno chutz lochayim. Perish ha'kontres. The besode loy mahani shiluach. The binen v'shilach al p'nei asod. The Tosi brings down differently than what it says in Rashi. The Tosi brings down the way we explained. It says v'shilach al p'nei asod. So the mashmoy says you are sending it al p'nei asod. This vice is now, it's not al p'nei asod. So it means now it's ba'ir. Now it's ba'ir, and you're sending it from ba'ir to asod. V'koshe, fraktoisves, sherei mitzoyra hoyo. V'nita chutz le'ir, shrei oso likonis lifni minachoyma. That means, bodad yeshe michutz lamachne, the mitzoyra. The tzipoyrim are the machshir which enable him to enter the machne. But till this machshir, he's chutz l'machne. So now, so this whole procedure of the tzipor ha-meshulachas, they took two tzipoyrim, chayis, they shechted the shchute, they dipped the chay into the dam ha-shchute, then they send it out. So this was all done chutz le'ir. But afterwards, he's permitted to enter the year. But this is bodad yeshim chutz l'machne. So, and here we say that you send it out from the ear into the sadeh. How did the tzipa get into the ear with this whole procedure of Taas HaMatzeir was done chutzlir, and then it says v'shilach apnei asodeh. So how does this happen? She also lekonis lofni menachayme. Now that's what the Dvar Yaakov brings down, that others say it's l'chay raposhe teteretz. That what a metzoyre is also to enter the machne is speaking about ir that's mukav chayim mimayis Yeshua ben Nun. Those ayores were also these ayores. That's the Mishnah in Kalim says that's the kedusha saying this is an ir that is a kedusha metzoyre is also likon, but not every ir. An ir that the chayim was built after Yeshua ben Nun did not have this kedusha, so metzoyre was allowed to go. The machne which we are speaking about specifically is the machne of that was Mukav Chayim Yimei Yeshua ben Nun. So what's Tosis' problem? Tosis Chmein so, but he was mutter in an ear that was not Mukav Yimei Yeshua ben Nun. So we're talking about, so we made the procedure of Taras HaMetzoyre in this ear, and we sent it out to the Sode. Somehow Tosis doesn't say this to him. Because HaMetzoyre Hoye Benita Chutz Leir Shrei also likonis lufni minachaymes. How are you sending the mishulachas apnei asodah from an ear? It's outside already. Vishloime de shema acha kapore, o yakoyen noise, o yhu, o yshluche lira mishalcho chutzlir. So Tosfos says, the procedure, that means even though the flow of the posik, it would seem that everything, goes together, like it says, in the Pasuk,
Satsipa chayika hoiso, vesei tzeres, vesnia telas, vesei ze betobol oisom, vesatsipa chayim bedama tzipa shkuta, al amayim achayim, vehiza al amitayim, minitzai sheva pomim. So we're standing next, we make a zoya. So we're standing next to the mitzayre, vetiyaroi, vishilach asatsipa chayap ne yasoda. So we would seem, the flow of the pasuk would seem you're standing next to the mitzvah, you're maz on the mitzvah b'shilach. So they say it's a problem. So you're standing chutz leir, so it's a shiluach mechutz leir. Not like our Gemara says. V'yeshloimah, so they say it's a shema achar kapore hoyakoyen noisai hu haishluchai lo'ir. If I can't, you have to derive from this pasuk, if it says v'shilach apnei asodeh, so you derive from this pasuk that then he brings, the Kayim brings, or someone else brings in this tzipor into the ear, and then we send it out up Neyasot. That's what Taisus wants to say. Let us just see a little further. Biseyol Nozir. Oh, we didn't finish, I'm sorry, we didn't finish the Rashi. Rav Amar, Svaruhu Shemeshulachas Muteres. So Svaruhu, Ploy Amra Teire Shulach Letakol, Shetele Mikshul Ovin. That he's doing a mitzvah and this will create Mikshailas. V'yilachadena Odom, a person will capture it. V'yichlena. So Memele, so Misvaruhu, I know that Mishulachas is Muter. So now Rashi Erekashe, and that's what they say, who adin, according to the previously, but also from Remakish the Tzipa to the Asode, Ukrod Amon. So Rashi is now a Kashe. Here, Rav is saying a Svore that Mishalachas is Muta, because the Torah would never say Shalach Letakola, or Bemis in the previous Drosha, or Remakish Tzipa to Asode. And before we had a special Posig, Kol Tzipa Torah Teichelo, the Rabbi says Mishalachas. Why do you need two Psukim to tell me the same Aloche? So Rashi says, "Ukro damor leel la rabbis as mishalachas asmach the balmiets and asmach the balmi." Now let us see a little further. B'seyor nozer minolo. How do we know that seyor nozer is also bano? Tomakro kodesh yie gadol pera saroishay. It says the wild hair that's growing from the head of the mitzayre is kodesh. Gidula yiyya kodesh. Fine. It says a posik, it's kodesh. So the Gemara understood that kodesh means it has dinei hegdish. Just like hegdish is also bano, this is also also bano. Take the Gemara. Oh, if that's the case, yima kodesh teifis as doma v'yaitze l'chulun. Samemela, if you're makish it to kaidish, samemela should have dinei hegdish, that it's, if you sell it, so the domim should be nesabano, and the kedusha should go off the seya. And our Mishnah says, macham v'kiddush b'dmei mekodeshes. So you see klar that the kedusha does not transfer on the money. Now, if the makir is because he has the dinei hegdish, so, in Hekish Lamachta, so the Domim should become Nessa. And the Mishnah says the Domim did not become Nessa. So the Gemara says, Mikarinen Kodesh Kodosh Korino. Now let us see Rashi. So to Rashi, Oma Kro Kodesh Yeh, Chosovov. That means there's missing a vav after the dalet. The kri is kodosh, but we don't have a vav after the dalet. Le midrash bay. So what is the purpose of eliminating the vav? That looking at the word, the way it is written, kodesh, that kodesh here, we read the word kodesh, that is it in kodesh. That seems to be places. It's the Kri is Kodosh, but the Ksiv is Kodosh.
So the Gemara says, oh, it's Kodesh, so if it is Kodesh, so it should be, the Domim should be Asa. So the Gemara says, Kodesh Karinen. But the Kri is Kodesh. Lahachi Karinen Kodesh, the Mu'utei Domov, She'ein Din Kedusha Olov. Kodesh Mashme Shem Kedusha, Kodesh Mashme Hu Kodesh. Now that Sechmer Rashi is saying as follows. The word Kodesh is really, it means Muvdo. That's, it's Mufle, Muvdo, that's a Taich. Okay, La Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. It doesn't mean the Banshom is also Ba'an, no, it doesn't mean the Banshom is Hegdish. The Shem Kodesh means Muvdo. So if we would, it can be Muvdo for a multitude of reasons, but the Kodesh means Muvdo. So now, if it would say Kodesh alone, it wouldn't, the saying is Muvdo. It's not necessarily, it's Miyuchad for a certain purpose, but it does not necessarily mean that it's also Banor Hez Dinei Hegdish. It's Muvdo. It's different. It's Miyuchad. So therefore the Gemara says, but you know, if you look at the spelling of the word could be read Kodesh. Kodesh means Hegdish. So, Fakir, so we learn now that here's Dinei Hegdish. So it's like Hegdish is also Bano. So the we derive Isano from the way it is spelled Kodesh. So now the Gemara says, oh, you're telling me you look the way it is spelled, and look at the Ksiv. So then it should have all Dinei Hegdish. And therefore the Domim should also be Nitvas. So that the Gemara says, but that the Kri helps along. Kodesh means to tell that this is Muvdo. So the word Kodesh in itself shows that it is not, that it's Miyuchet to the Seir alone, but the whatever the Kedush is, is not transferable to the Domim. So that's why we have a Kri of Kodesh and a Ksiv of Kodesh.